variety of factors combine to grow giant pumpkins in the garden. We have tips for any gardener next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. Giant pumpkins are possible when the right elements are brought together. Matt McConkie with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers shares some tips.
First and foremost, your soil has to be absolutely meticulously amended. And these pumpkins have such large appetites, you need massive amounts of compost. I add perlite, utilite, peat moss, and tons of compost. I've got a local place up the road for me that mixes cow manure and wood shavings, a place called Wild Valley Farms. They mix up a special blend of compost that I've really loved. That's what these pumpkins eat. That's what makes your pumpkin get huge, along with the proper genetics. Those are the two important components here. You definitely need the time and work invested into the patch, and you also need to make sure they don't freeze. And well, Utah climate is tough, so you have to work a little bit to mitigate that. Oh, it's tough, and anyone who grows anything in Utah, these frosts can come up very frequently in May and sometimes even June in certain places in Utah, and that makes things tough. It's a nightmare for a gardener. But this year we did have freezes. I had things freeze inside my greenhouse on May 19th and just got a real cold snap late, and fortunately, the pumpkins pulled through and survived, even though I lost some leaves, and they ended up coming back doing pretty well.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.